Gold mining in this part of northern Nigeria is not glamorous. But these men say it's more dignified than extreme poverty, which used to be the norm around here. Sani Billa heads a local mining association. As he perches on a pile of rocks laced with gold, he says nowadays business is booming.
We used to sell a gram of gold for 1,000 or 1,500 naira, but now we sell one gram for 5,000 naira.
Other miners say success is coupled with fear as the government continues to call their operations illegal. At a news conference in the capital, Abuja, State Minister of Health, Muhammad Ali Pate, says a lot of small-scale mining is illegal because it's dangerous. He blames the small operations for the lead poisoning outbreak that has crippled the Zamfara region and killed hundreds of children.
So when people do illegal mining and bring their mine products home and process it, inadvertently they poison their environment with lead, which then ends up in their children.
Pate says the lead poisoning is caused by dust emitted as gold is processed. But activists say the threat of mining bans only aggravates the crisis. Ivan Gayton of Doctors Without Borders says miners don't invest in safety measures because their incomes could disappear at any time.
But as long as you don't have legal title to what it is that you're doing, of course you can't invest in better and safer techniques. You have to go for the short-term gain. You go for the cheapest way to do it possible.
Gayton says small-scale mining will continue deep in the forest, legal or not. And if it's a crime, he says, miners may not seek help if their children are poisoned by lead. When asked if their operation is legal, these miners are silent. Hassan Haruna, the secretary of their mining association, pushes through the crowd to respond.
We don't know those who own the mine here. We were doing it, let me tell you, illegally. Henceforth, we don't have a single paper about to go and mine. But they told us to form an organization, and we did that.
To mine legally, they not only need to stave off a ban, they also need to buy the rights to their mines. A 2007 law gave all mineral rights to the federal government, and mining leaders say they are trying to organize so they can buy titles before international corporations move in. These men say they fear neither bans nor licensing laws, and they will continue to work in peace. But before they would allow a camera on site, they insisted that their exact location be kept a secret. Heather Murdoch for VOA News, Zamfara State, Nigeria.